You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. It's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it, love it, love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and welcome to the midweek punt from William Hill. Plenty of a Carabao Cup or League Cup action, as we would have called it back in the day, to look ahead to as the competition reaches its semi-final stage. My name's John Gibby, and to a look ahead to the two matches, the first legs, and try and pick out some tasty bets, I'm joined by Sam Norris. Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm very good, John. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm going to ask a question I've been asking to a few people. Has your punting 2018 got off to a good start?
It has got off to a quiet start.
That's very diplomatic of you.
It's been a low-key start in that I haven't had that many bets. Kalashnikov getting beat at Sandown at the weekend was disappointing. Football-wise, it's been okay. Had a winning treble on New Year's Day, I think, but I've not had that many bets thus far.
It's very interesting. Well, hopefully with this week's Carabao Cup action, you can kick on a little bit and find some winning bets for the listeners as well. So three of the big giants of the English game have made their way through to the semi-final stage, including one, we should call them an emerging force.
Yeah.
Sam, given how they've been playing in the Championship.
Yeah, definitely.
Bristol City.
A surprise package in this game.
Surprise. Oh, that's the perfect cliche, isn't it? The surprise package, Bristol City. they play Man City, first legs at the Etihad this week. Coming up on Tuesday, obviously much stronger competition to what they're used to, and also a difficult dilemma for myself, Sam, because I've long been an advocate of not having a second team. I don't think you can have a second team, right?
I've got a second team.
Well, I don't think you can. I'm not a fan of any of this, right? I think you've got one team and that's it. Deal with it. Put up and shut up.
My second team are my dad's first team. So that is why they're my second team.
What division? Bearing in mind you're a Wolves fan, what division are they in?
They are in League One.
I can't be having that.
Portsmouth.
I can't be having that. But having grown up literally 5 minutes around the corner from Ashton Gate, I now feel it might be an opportune time to change my policy and adopt a second team.
Now that they're having their best season in living memory. John.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Anyway, how's this one going to go?
Difficult to assess these two-legged affairs, of course, because the tactics in the first leg, particularly for Bristol City here, going to the Etihad, it'll be interesting to see exactly how they're going to play, exactly what kind of tactics they're going to adopt against Manchester City. 1-7 for City in the outright, betting Manchester City, that is, 7-1 the draw, and Bristol City priced at 20-1. Now, Bristol City had been going really, really well in the Championship until bumping into Wolves a few weeks ago. They had the hearts broken very much in that match. It finished 10 versus 10. Wolves stung them with a 94th-minute winning goal by Ryan Bennett. And since then, it's unravelled a little bit. There'll be plenty of people who will say that was a good performance against the runaway leaders in the Championship. There's nothing to be too disheartened about there. Could have and maybe should have taken a point from that. But then the 5-0 defeat to Aston Villa, who I still sort of view as the second-best team in the Championship. But the league table obviously doesn't reflect that at present.
Yeah.
And that would have been a very, very tough loss to take on the back of what was a tough loss to take against Wolves as well. They then played the FA Cup third round at the weekend, soundly beaten by Watford, who they actually beat in this competition a little bit earlier on in the season. And when you add up their last three games now, they've lost them by an aggregate score of 10-1 in all competition, which isn't great preparation going up against the relentlessly free-scoring Manchester City.
If you want to look at them taking on high league opposition as well, they're playing arguably, a controversial statement maybe, but arguably the best team in Europe. Having lost 3-0 to Watford, it's not a good way to come into the game.
Indeed, not good preparation at all. However, they've been good against Premier League sides in this competition already this season. As mentioned, they beat Watford a little bit earlier on in the competition, winning 3-2 when they met them. They then beat Stoke 2-0, Bristol City 4-1, and the highlight of their cup success so far this season, a 2-1 defeat of Manchester United in the last round. Those last three victories all came at Ashton Gate, by the way, and they are better at home. Many teams are much better at home. But it was a fair performance away at Vicarage Road. So I do think they'll be maybe targeting the home leg a little bit more here, and they'll perhaps try and keep it tight, try and frustrate Manchester City. I mentioned there the scoring prowess of Manchester City, but that's not really been evidenced in this competition this season. Of the four teams that remain in this competition this season, Manchester City are the lowest scorers in the Carabao Cup. They've scored just 3 goals from 20 shots on target in this competition, which sounds ludicrous when you consider just how prolific they've been all through the Premier League season. I mean, they've drawn games in this competition this season. They drew to Wolves, of course, had to beat them on penalties. Drew to Leicester in the last round, had to go through his penalties. So for all their sort of goal-scoring might in the Premier League this season, they have only scored 3 in this competition. Bristol City are, incidentally, of the 4 teams left, the highest scorers left in the competition. They've got 16 goals this year. They've played a few more games than Manchester City, and 5 of those came against Plymouth. But 4 came against Palace. They got 2 against Stoke, 3 against Watford, 2 against Manchester United. So they have been scoring goals in this competition. And as good as Manchester City are, they don't keep loads and loads of clean sheets. They're 1-7 in the outright betting here, City. You could look to take them on a handicap. As mentioned, Bristol City's recent form has taken a bit of a nosedive. But you have to go to -3 goals to get an odds against price. I think Bristol City are better than that. 5-6, -2. Again, I wouldn't be all over that. I think I'd rather play both teams to score here at odds against of 6-5. If you want to combine that with a Manchester City win, then you can play City to win the match and both teams to score at 17-10. Give you a little bit of a price boost there. But given the fact that they've drawn to Wolves in this competition, drawn to Leicester in this competition, squeezed past West Bromwich Albion, they haven't been playing all of the big guns. To be fair, their last two teams that they put out against Wolves and Leicester, there has been a smattering of top quality names in there, mixed in with the Manchester City kids, if you like, who are different to kids from the rest of the country. Those academy players are of a much higher quality than some other academies. So there are plenty of good kids coming through, but it's been a little bit of a mix so far for Pep Guardiola in this competition of his real first team players and those that he wants to bring through. And against the lower league opposition here, I think we'll see that replicated. So
I wanted to say about that, actually, as we reach the business end of this competition, Pep's probably starting to sniff out the possibility of the quadruple. We hear the Man City players are talking about it in the changing rooms. Do you think he's going to be tempted to put out a stronger side because he thinks it is within touching distance now, not only this competition, but all 4.
He's sort of played down the talk of the quadruple, hasn't he? And talk of an unbeaten season as well. I think you make a very good point there. I think he will view the fact that they're taking on lower league opposition as an opportunity to rest some of his star names once again. I think
he's going to do an Arsene Wenger.
A little bit, yeah. I think if this was a Premier League team that they were taking on, maybe we would see a full strength City side. But I still expect there to be a smattering of youngsters in the side. So I like both teams to score here. At 6-5, I'll play that. And I'm not going to take the match result on both teams to score because I could see 1-1 here. I really, really could, which will be a massive turn up for the books, obviously. Man City short price favourites. But at 6-5, they don't keep loads and loads of clean sheets. So I'll go for both teams to score. City will probably win it. But I'll just.
But which City? I think City probably will win it, Sam. But
that's true. Yeah, Bristol City fans probably won't be happy with me saying that at all. Manchester City will probably win this, but BTTS at 6-5 would be the bet for me.
Sam's going with both teams to score as Man City take on Bristol City, the battle of the cities. They already had the first leg of the first semi-final in this year's Carabao Cup, and for the second of the two semi-finals, we have something we might be a little bit more used to as a traditional semi-final of a major domestic competition, if you like. Chelsea take on Arsenal. The first leg is at Stamford Bridge, and Chelsea are 5-6. The draw is 13-5, and Arsenal are 7-2. So Arsenal come in the back of this after a disappointing FA Cup exit. Sam, as we've already mentioned, Arsene Wenger rested a few players on that occasion. It's difficult to know how the morale and the mentality of that defeat is going to be carried into this game, therefore.
Yeah, I think it'll be a much changed side, though, however. And I saw a few people on Twitter making the point at the weekend that Arsene Wenger had played a lot of youngsters against Nottingham Forest. In the early rounds of the competition, he does this season in, season out. This is nothing new for Arsenal to have played a side like that at the weekend. I mean, he's won, three of the last four FA Cups playing like this, resting players in the earlier rounds. So it isn't anything new. I think he was largely let down by his side against Nottingham Forest. Let's not forget, I think Forest had 6 or 7 under-23 players in their lineup. So it was far from a case of Arsenal's kids being bullied by seasoned professionals, if you like. Forest were very, very good in that game, a game that, it's a cliche, but had absolutely everything. I think we'll be watching that on FA Cup Classic reruns for years to come. But I think he was massively let down by some of his players there. I mean, he got the goal per Mertesacker, but that was a very, very, very poor display. And I would be surprised if we see Mertesacker playing in a minute of football this season. That is how bad.
That's a huge shout.
I think his display was. I thought he was absolutely terrible
in all competitions.
Yeah, I really do, because there's no lower league opposition to take on anymore for Arsenal.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's no cup games where he can start. I thought he had a terrible game. Walcott looks an absolute shade of his former self. The youngsters didn't really fire. Some of these, you know, we're hoping to be very promising youngsters as well. But I think it'll be much more of a first-team look about it for this Arsenal side. And I think they're overpricing the betting. I think there's maybe been an overreaction to that defeat to Nottingham Forest at the weekend, because, I mean, realistically, 0 of that 11, I think, are going to be starting here. I think it will be 11 changes for Arsene Wenger. And the first team, of course, played Chelsea in recent times and played out a very entertaining 2-2 draw in which Arsenal had chances to win the game. So
in recent times, I think it was last week.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, the third of January. So sort of just over a week ago, and that Arsenal team fared much better than the one at the weekend would likely do against Chelsea. So I think they're at a little bit of a price here, Arsenal at 7-2. I'm not quite going to make them a selection, but the point is, I don't think Chelsea should necessarily be odds on. It's interesting getting to this stage of the League Cup competition as well. Historically, this is the only domestic trophy that Arsene Wenger has failed to win at Arsenal, and they've only made the final twice in the League Cup. So it's not historically a competition they have a lot of success with. Of course, in recent times, they've been winning FA Cups with regularity over the last few seasons. They've only made the League Cup final twice, in 2007 and 2011, and they've actually been knocked out at this stage of the competition more times than any other club. They've been knocked out of the semi-final stage 7 times in total, which is more than any other team. And 4 of the last 5 times Chelsea have made this stage of the League Cup, they've progressed to the final. So in recent League Cup semi-finals anyway, Chelsea have been progressing and Arsenal have been tending to exit stage left at this stage. Chelsea have also won 4 of the last 5 League Cup meetings against Arsenal. You have to go back to the 76-77 season for the last time Arsenal won a match against Chelsea in this competition. That was back at Highbury. So in terms of how they both fare with the League Cup, usually when they get to this stage, Chelsea go on and Arsenal go out, which is the likely outcome over 2 legs. But I wouldn't be surprised to see another draw here. 13-5 the draw is going to be the bet for me here. 2-2 just a few weeks ago. Arsenal, I'm expecting, will make 11 changes from the weekend. Let's not forget, Chelsea didn't blow us away with that 0-0 draw against Norwich, and it wasn't as poor as Arsenal's performance. Chelsea are in the hat for the next round, the FA Cup. And of course, they'll be making changes as well. But I don't see Chelsea as odds-on shots here. Maybe if you just take in the form of the weekend, then yes. But it's going to be 2 different sides, and the key form line for me is the 2-2 draw they played out a week or so ago. So for it to be a draw again at 13-5 would be my preference of a bet of the 3 outright markets here, and that'll do for me. I think it's skewed too heavily in Chelsea's favour, but I'll go for the draw. If I was looking at handicap betting, then I might chance Arsenal plus a goal.
Sam's going for the draw at 13-5 at time of recording. Just a couple of mentions for the enhanced odds we've got online for this match. Sam, Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 9-5. It's been enhanced to 5-2. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win was 6-1, enhanced to 8-1. Of course, with team selections, something of an unknown in the cup, even at this stage. Bets are void if the player doesn't take part. Do either of those tickle your fancy?
I would actually have to say no on the pair of them. Alexis Sanchez not quite been the force of all this season. There will be plenty of people saying he'll be moving to Manchester City this January and may well doesn't need to put himself in the shop window. The interest is clearly there, isn't it? So it could work the other way. He may not want to get himself injured, not want to rule himself out of that that high-profile move. And Hazard scoring a Chelsea win, maybe a little bit short for me at 5-2. I know he's one of their more prolific goal-scoring threats, but he's still a midfielder. And I know Alvaro Morata had an absolutely tortured game the other week, missing an absolute boatload of chances. So you wouldn't necessarily want to be signing him. It'd be interesting to see the lineup that Antonio Conte goes with here for Chelsea, because Michy Batshuayi has been very much the cup man. But as you quite rightly mentioned a little bit earlier on, when you get to the semi-final stage, they're within sniffing distance of major silverware now. So they may well want to go with all the big guns and put the full team out. But I probably want to swerve a pair of those enhanced odds, I have to say.
So you're going for the draw at 13-5.
I'm going to go for the draw, yeah, at 13-5.
Chelsea take on Arsenal. Well, we look forward to the semi-final action in the Carabao Cup. The first legs, of course, there will be second legs of all these fixtures. Hopefully, we can get some winning bets on this one. Hopefully in a collective sense, Sam, between myself and you. Best of luck with your tips, of course.
Thank you very much, Sean.
And thanks for joining us on The Punt.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.